Meet Mr. and Mrs. Smith, two Army veterans leading a household with an ordinary name and an extraordinary zeal for family, work, and football. The passion for the Kansas City Chiefs, you might say, sits on the edge of obsession. But spend some time with the Smiths and their spirit of togetherness, and you'll understand why. Clearly, love has always been the undying motor that drives the Smith clan. But that doesn't mean they wouldn't at one point need a bigger engine.
Something that we really wanted to do was to get a van or a bus together where we could ride together, be at the tailgate together, and then go to the game. For a couple years, we put money aside in our Chiefs fund. We found a bus out in Liberty. I purchased this bus without knowledge to my wife. I decided to take her out to dinner one night. I was hiding the vehicle at a friend's house and basically told her, I went out and bought a Chiefs bus and we're going to start decorating it next week.
We'll get here probably around 8:30.
8:15.
She's got me squared away. And basically make a day of it. We love just being out here in the atmosphere and it's a good day. Everything on this bus works just like a school bus. You know, I'll pull up the street, put the arm out and stop sign, traffic stops and everybody goes, Chiefs! And everybody's doing this down the street. The work that my wife did makes it original. She put her heart into this. On top of here, it says, you are here. It's a big red dot that says Arrowhead.
It was just like manila walls and the outside was a dingy red. First thing was the flooring. We said, yeah, let's put a yard markers in here. Well, and then I painted the entire area yellow. I put the Arrowhead up on the top, and I'm used to painting Arrowheads because our garage had a huge Arrowhead in it. And then the outside, we just came up with kind of a retro funky design.
The bus has been a great way to spend time together. That's another member of our family is our bus.
He really loves the Chiefs. It's pretty ridiculous.